of the Neighborhood, Nicki Minaj, in here. How you doing, Nicki Minaj?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing amazing, Nicki Minaj. And Nicki, you're one of those people now. There's many slashes going on now, man. We got the artist side, we got the entrepreneur side, now we got the actress side, the other woman in theaters right now. What made Nicki Minaj take that extra step into doing movies?
Acting was my first love, so I always knew that I wanted to get into it. I was trained in acting in high school, and then I just fell in love with music and sort of forgot about it. But I always knew eventually that I would want to get into it. And really, you know, they reached out to me and thought that this part that actually the writer wrote this part for a Jewish girl. And the director said, maybe we should try Nicki Minaj for the role. And I came in and read, and, you know, he thought I could do it. And that's how that happened. I mean, I didn't, even at that time, I wasn't really seeking to do a major role. But I think it was fun, and I couldn't turn down, you know, that kind of cast. It was such a star-studded cast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, let me just do a small role right now and get my feet wet and see how I like it.
Now, Nicki, I know the VO work has been done, but is this your first, like, on-camera playing a character on the big screen?
Absolutely. This is my first.
Damn.
Wow.
That's a hell of a way to come in. And even though, like, you're trained, and even with parts of just music and videos and being animated, that's also a part of acting. But when you step in and you got, like, your Kate Upton's and your Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, like, cats like that, is there a pressure when you get onto the set?
Oh, my goodness. I was very, very nervous. And the thing is, not only was I shooting in a movie with them, but my scenes were all with Cameron.
Mm.
And not all the scenes are in the movie. They cut stuff down. But I always was shooting with Cameron. And she's very intimidating, like, because she's such a huge star and she's such a seasoned actress. So, you know, thank goodness she was, like, so sweet to me, because I don't know what would have happened.
Just kind of dabbling also, I'm like, with radio, that's my world. But then when I go do television or a movie, I'm really making sure that if there are any mistakes, I'm hoping that they're not on me. You know what I'm saying?
So I
try to come extra. Like, you do your video, you do your stage, you go on your tour. That's your thing. But when you with Cameron Diaz, how you were saying, like, man, I don't want them to say we got to do another take because it's on me. But it looked like the product came out extremely well for you. So congratulations to you on that, though.
Thank you.
Man, y'all stick around your radios. We got Nicki Minaj in the neighborhood, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Our friend Nicki Minaj is in the neighborhood, man. The other woman in theaters right now.
Nicki, to me, it seems like you cannot step out on any public event without people, like, going off on whatever you're wearing and how your butt is looking at the movie awards. We're talking about, you're kind of saying you're intimidated by, like, a Cameron Diaz. Dude, on stage, they had nothing on you. You just, like, turned to the side and everyone went crazy over how you were looking. Do you think people are overreacting, or is it just something that we should be obsessing over?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. People probably think that I'm aware of what's going on a lot, like, in terms of being online. I actually am not online a lot, even though I'm on, like, social media, posting pictures and stuff and talking to my fans on Twitter. Like, I don't really see, like, if somebody's making a big reaction over my butt on the red carpet necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if they are, I think it's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
I mean,
neither do I. Hey, Nicki, when you get dressed, though, not even talking about Instagram and Twitter and all, when you get dressed, do you know when you step out, like, oh, I'm going to kill him with this? You got to know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sometimes I feel good about how I look. Sometimes I feel like, oh, yeah, I'm looking good. I'm looking sexy today.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, to be honest, I feel like, oh, my goodness. You know, I'm just a regular girl. I feel like every girl is, you know, feels themselves one day and hates themselves the next day. I think it's just I'm no different than that. I'm not even going to lie and say every day I walk out the house and feel confident. No, I really don't. Not every day.
And speaking of dressing up, you said recently that you're not going to do so much the wigs and the costumes. Why did you want to make that change?
I always said to my team and Inner Circle that by my third album, I would wear my real hair and I would change it up and I would do the natural look. I mean, I started with the natural look in the underground world, and it just, you know, it just came back. I feel more comfortable in my own skin now. And I feel like when you do feel that way, you just, you know, you do less with the makeup and you do less with the hair colors and all of that, because you just, you know, you just feel like you're good without all of that stuff. But I loved my era of doing all of that fun stuff. I got a lot of contracts from that. I got a lot of fans from that. I got a lot of great things in my career from that time in my life. So if I had to do it over, I would still do it exactly the same.
I heard that. Y'all stick around your radios. We got Nicki Minaj in the neighborhood, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Here's right now. Nicki, we got you at Powerhouse, May 17th. It is going down at the Honda Center, man. People have been going crazy. How does it feel, man, knowing 18,000 people, we're in Los Angeles. What does that L.A. fan base mean to a Nicki Minaj?
L.A. holds a special place in my heart because L.A. was like the last place for me to break. And I always felt like that, you know, if I could break in L.A., then I know that I'm starting to pop in the world. And, I mean, in America, in terms of just being a rapper. And I think when I first realized that I had fans in L.A., like when I would go out or like when I did a signing in L.A., that's when I was like, oh, my goodness, is this really happening? They have such a great energy. And I was telling this to email, like, behind the scenes. I was like, when you do a show at your station, you never worry about negative energy. You feel good. Before you walk out on that stage, you know you're going to get great reception. You know that people are just coming here to enjoy themselves and have fun. There's never like a preconceived notion of, are these people going to be mean? Are they going to be negative? Are they coming here to throw things? Like,
it just
feels like good and it feels warm. So my LA fans, and I have a lot of like diehard LA fans that I know them by name and face now because they come to everything I do out here. They're just warm and sweet people. I mean, obviously, I have a big Mexican fan base in L.A., and they remind me of where I'm from in a weird way. I know that's weird, but I'm from Trinidad, and they remind me of, like, people from my country.
I heard that, man. I know people are waiting, and it's what we love about this also, Nicki, is we always get people that say, oh, we're Powerhouse, the lady's not representing, and putting you on this, that's when my wife was like, okay, I'm going. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you
one of those that really is not a, it's a real slot because you are a damn beast. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to love to see you on stage at Powerhouse. And I definitely want to thank you for checking in with the neighborhood, saying hello to us, man, and always having great energy with us. And Nicki, you working on the album right now?
I am. Yep, I am. I'm in the studio every night. I was in the studio last night late, and I had to get up and speak to Big Boy.
Hello.
But, you know, I do what I got to do for Big Boy in the neighborhood. It is what it is.
There it is there. Hello.
Nicki, seeing what Young Money did with the Young Money compilation album, it makes us so hyped up for whatever individual projects you each have coming out. But will we see, like, a Lil Wayne or Drake on Nicki Minaj's upcoming album?
Yeah, I'm sure we will. I love my babies very much, and I would love to have them on my project.
There it is,
and
right there.
Thank you for that C-Now video, too. You repped so hard for the Cholas.
Hello.
Shout out to my Cholas.
Man, Nicki Minaj, we're going to let you go ahead and do your day, my love. We appreciate you calling in. The other woman in theaters right now, Nicki Minaj, in the neighborhood, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.